Our reading for today is from the book of Acts, the 15th chapter, verses 6 through 21. The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter, and after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them, by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will." And all the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, James replied, "Brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first visited the Gentiles to take from them a people for his name, and with this the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, 'After this I will return, and I will rebuild the tent of David that has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, that the remnant of mankind may seek the Lord, and the Gentiles who are called by my name,' says the Lord, 'who makes these things known from of old.' Therefore, my judgment is that we should not trouble those of the Gentiles who turn to God, but should write to them to abstain from the things polluted by idols and from sexual immorality and from what has been strangled and from blood. For from ancient generations, Moses has had in every city those who proclaim him, for he is read every Sabbath in the synagogues. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Ralph Jokel, First Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My friends, who can forget the opening scene of Fiddler on the Roof, when an old Jewish man rolls out a wheelbarrow onto the stage singing that now famous song simply called Tradition. He then explains what life was like under the rule of the Russian Tsar before the Russian Revolution in his little Russian Jewish village. He is a pious Jew, raising five daughters according to Jewish tradition. He often quotes the Bible, which really are not quotes at all, but quotes of his own making. Anyway, he explains the guidelines, the age-old laws of tradition that bring stability to their Jewish community. The peasant dairyman and all his friends acknowledge that these are the traditions that govern their lives. And I know that we all have church and family traditions that are very important to us. I mean, just the mere words traditional versus contemporary worship services send shivers down the arms of dedicated church members. The year is 49 AD. The church in Antioch is facing its first crisis. Should new Gentile believers be required to be circumcised as well as keep the Mosaic law? Legalists from Judea may be still upset from Peter's visit to the Gentile home of Cornelius, decided to head to Antioch to straighten out this liberal and anti-traditional way of thinking of the Apostle Paul and his cohort, Barnabas. This group, who were known as the Judaizers, had also stirred up trouble for Paul in Galatia. The Judaizers had tradition on their side because, after all, they had been welcoming Gentiles to Judaism for hundreds of years, so why should they now all of a sudden be exempt from the requirements of the law? Why should the rules change now? They saw Christ as Messiah, but the law must be kept as it always has been kept. After all, if the church does not hold on to its traditions, the fledgling church would be just as shaky as a fiddler on the roof. So a meeting takes place in Jerusalem among the apostles and elders. Based on Peter's eyewitness accounts of his ministry among the Gentiles, the church meeting held in Jerusalem made two conclusions. One, God has made a choice. God accepts Gentiles by giving them the Holy Spirit. God makes no distinction. To come to any other conclusion would be to put God to the test, which is to go against the revealed will of God. Number two, James, the leader of the church in Jerusalem, says we should not lay a heavy burden on the backs of Gentile believers, laying on them the yoke of the law. The main concern of this meeting or council, as it's called, is this: the merits or works of the law over against the word of grace nullify the work of Christ as necessary for our salvation. But still, we by nature are works righteous. The common theme of our world today is work hard and you will be rewarded. We by nature want to know, what can I do to become a believer? What are the things that I need to fulfill? The message of Acts 15 is this: you can do nothing. God did it for you in Jesus, whose bloody sacrifice on a cross brought remission of sins, and by his rising from the dead brought life eternal to all of us. So now, what about the law? Live it. Live it in Christ, knowing that the Holy Spirit will lead all baptized, forgiven believers into doing and following his will through his gracious words in Scripture. As Paul said to the believers in Galatia, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ralph Jokel for today's meditation on God's Word.